Macron attacks Brexit, calls for European federalism and pre-election war cry. By Oliver J.J. Lane on March 5, 2019. Globalist French President Emmanuel Macron has made a direct address to the over 500 million people who live in the European Union, calling on them to support his vision of a more centralized and powerful project European Union which, he believes, could even entice the United Kingdom into cancelling Brexit. The plea to voters to back an enhanced European Union which would take more control over its member nation-states comes just months before the continental power bloc holds elections to select members of the European Parliament for the next five-year term. While the European Parliament itself is largely impotent, with the real power to propose and direct legislation given to the unelected European Commission, the vote is being seen as one that will inform the tone and direction of the European Union for the coming years. Given several recent polls and projections that suggest populist parties are likely to surge in the vote, loyal Europhiles including President Macron have made campaigning in the vote a personal interest. An English-language translation of the letter provided by the President's Élysée Palace office reveals Macron's preoccupation with Brexit, which he called a symbol of the crisis of Europe, which has failed to respond to its people's needs for protection from the major shocks of the modern world. The anger-mongers, backed by fake news, promise anything and everything. Calling the Brexit vote a symbol of the European trap, which he claimed was caused by lies and irresponsibility, the French president wrote, "We cannot let nationalists without solutions exploit the people's anger. We cannot sleepwalk through a diminished Europe." On these alleged lies and accusations of fake news, the loyal globalist had specific complaints. Somewhat counterintuitively, Macron rhetorically asked of the level of information available to voters before the Brexit vote, who told the British people the truth about their post-Brexit future? Who spoke to them about losing access to the European market? It is not clear whether Macron meant withdrawing from the common market as part of Brexit, which was made clear would happen during the Brexit campaign, and even in the government's own leaflet calling on the British people to vote to remain, or losing the ability to trade with Europe at all, which has not been suggested as a possibility by any actor within Brexit negotiations. Macron's letter also had a series of improvements he wanted to see in the European Union, all of which means transferring further power and sovereignty away from member states to the center in Brussels. Macron also picked up the present campaign against populist-governed nations like Hungary and Poland to have control of their own borders taken away from them by the European Union, by repeating calls to establish a common border force and a European asylum office. Referring to strict control obligations and European solidarity, a euphemism for having EU money to poorer member states withheld if they do not open their borders to mass migration, Macron also said member states would work in future under the authority of a European Council for Internal Security. On the restriction and regulation of the Internet, Macron wrote, "We should, of European rules, banish all incitements to hate and violence online." Comments that come just weeks after the French leader suggested anyone convicted of hate speech online could be banned from all social media for life. Remarkably, Macron believes that with these changes to give the European Union even greater power over its subjects, Britain could want to reverse the Brexit vote, despite this in many respects having been a decision based on the EU having too much power over the nation, not too little. He wrote, "In this Europe, the peoples will really take back control of their future. In this Europe, the United Kingdom, I am sure, will find its true place." While Macron has enjoyed some support across Europe for his words, and not least from Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel, whose small country benefits from being the main home of the bodies of the European Union, the rambling 1,600-word letter has been the subject of some scorn within France. The Associated Press reports the comments of Nadine Morano of the opposition Republicans Party, who pointed out that in the whole document by France's president, the word France appeared only once. Criticizing his self-identity as a European leader first and French second, Morano said, "This is Macronism, France has to disappear into this European federalism." Also featuring is senior national rally, formerly Front National, candidate Jordan Bardella, who said of Macron's globalist rant, "Macron is all alone on the European stage. He got angry with the countries in the East, treating them as though they were insane. He got angry with Italy, treating it as a nationalist leper. He is now totally alone in his plans for a federal Europe, for a European Renaissance, while all the people of Europe want to regain their power, their national sovereignty. Oliver J.J. Lane is the editor of Breitbart London. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook.